Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and also others who have lost a special loved one as well. Good evening. Are you warm? Are you cold? Well, I can't seem to get warm. So I had to put my space heater on in different parts of the house to where I was sitting, and for some reason I couldn't seem to get warm, but didn't want to have the space heater too close to me, but it is cold out there. But I've been inside all day, but I've been busy. Even though I've been home all day, I've been quite busy, but didn't want to go out there in the cold. Don't like cold weather. Love 75 degrees or higher. But anyway, this is the last session for the 6 week grief session. But I have some testimonies already set up for you for the next 3 weeks. And but we're going to go over the last part of this session. And also, I gave you all some homework. And I hope that you were able, you know what I'm saying? I would have loved, and still, it still could happen. Any of you read any of the stories in our Widow's Touch book, the 26 stories of encouragement and healing? I mentioned that to you last week to do. And also, I wanted, if you didn't have the book, I wanted you to see if you would find someone that you could do something for that made you feel better about how you were feeling. You were a blessing to someone else. So did any of you do any of that? Well, I have a way for you helping me out tonight if you chose to do so. Well, you know that I am in my pajamas right now, so you can't see me, and I don't have my hair done. I have just been very comfortable today. So just knowing that whenever you decide to volunteer or come on the show, no one can see you. So you can have your hair staying on top of your head, one of your pajamas that maybe might have some holes in it, no one can see you. But this is an easy way that you could help me out tonight if you would like to, but if not, then we're going to go on with the show. If you wanted to make comments on any of the stories that you read, or as someone that you did help out this week that made you feel better about your situation, you can actually make comments tonight coming on the air. I know you already signed on, But I'm going to tell you one way of being a part of the show is you can hang up, call back in, and it gives you an option to whether you want to be on the air. And I would only ask you a question, you would answer it. And there's a way for me to know that by you going back, signing off, signing back in, and it gives you an option. I think it's option one, I think. And I can tell because I can look on the screen and tell that you want to say something. So if you want to do that tonight, you are welcome to do so. And just knowing that we will hear your voice, we can't see you or anything. But I would want to know who you are. So I definitely want you to identify yourself. But like I say, no one can see you. But I wanted to just see how did any of the stories that you read encourage you, or you said, oh, that sounds like something that I just did, I am doing, or whatever. Oh, that was very encouraging. So I just wanted some feedback if you did do any of those things. So if you decide that you want to do that, you can. If not, don't worry about it. But I just wanted to see if you wanted to be a part of the show tonight, just answering a couple of questions. Not much. You know, I'm not going to throw you under the bus. But anyway, let's move on. The last part of the session is, the title is God's Aloha. Just like when you go to Hawaii, Aloha, God's Aloha. Have you looked at any of your have any of you looked at your loved one picture lately? Look at your picture, look at his picture, her picture, whoever, you know, you, and that you're grieving, the journey of grief is at this time is for. When you look at that picture, what do you have any type of sadness? Do you smile at the picture? What do you do when you recently looked at that loved one picture? What kind of expression did you have, or what did you? Was it sadness? Was it a smile? Was it a comment that you made about something, even where you took the picture? The reason why I'm asking that question, because this is about God's Aloha. It was this morning, because I went to look outside this morning, today, just to look at my plants that's out there. So what I did was when I came back, I went into the living room. Went into the living room looking for something. Oh, I know what I did. I went looking to see if I needed to water a plant in there. And I have my husband's picture. I have his fireman hat. I have lots of little stuff on when I went to the firefighter conference a few years ago. I bought a lot of little stuff that they gave, and I put it over there. And I keep this because of my kids, you know. My kids still love seeing those things there. Sometimes my grandson comes in, and he wants to go and put the fire his hat on. The hat is so big because his head is so small. So it looks funny sometimes, and he just makes, you know, it looks funny when he puts it on because it's his head is so small. But today I went in there, and I looked down, and I said, and the picture looks like he's staring directly at you. So I looked over there, and I said, oh, hi, Al. How you doing? And I said, I miss you. And it was just a crazy thing I did. You know, I don't always do that. You know, the picture's there. I don't moan or groan or cry or nothing. But today I just decided to just look over there and say, oh, hi, Al. How you doing? And I said, miss you. And it because the picture is looking at directly at me, it was more or less that I felt like maybe he did smile back at me. But, you know, I did just something I did today, and I just wanted to share that. I just wanted to see maybe something that you might do some from time to time. It's not crazy. It's been 27 years since he's gone, so, you know, it's I'm not crying over him anymore. But he looked pretty handsome there. I said, you look pretty good over in that corner. So just think that there's funny things that you can do from time to time, and it's not crazy. It's just something you do, and that's what I did today, and I wanted to share that. But let's move on with God's Aloha. Well, this lady was talking about her daughter, and she said, I believe I haven't seen the last or the best of her daughter. One day I will finish my own journey on earth as she did. As I stand before God, there she will be there too, only better than I ever remembered her, radiating the glory and goodness of God who made and loves us all. I believe I'll understand completely for the time what love really is. I'll see how our love for each other on earth is but a reflection of the real thing. Is the same way when she looked at the photo. You know, she just feels that it's going to even be a better feeling of when she sees her daughter again. The other thing is, in Hawaii, instead of saying goodbye, a hello, people says aloha. Aloha both bids farewell and welcome. Aloha also means love and affection, the kind that doesn't just come and go, but endures through all our hellos and goodbyes. So I close these four books. These four books I've gone through, I went through two of the books from November to December. Then the last two was January, February. Aloha in your goodbyes, your losses, your tears. Aloha in your hopes and dreams in the future. Aloha in your laughter, your love, and your life. Aloha, God loves you and holds you in the palm of his hand. Aloha, God will one day welcome you home and reunite you with your loved one and all you have gone, and for all who have gone before you. Aloha, until we meet again, and that day with no pain, no suffering, but only God light and love in us and around us forever. Aloha. And pretty much that is the end of the four books, Journeying Through Grief by Kenneth Hawk. I hope that you have enjoyed the different things that he suggested, and also I also added some other stuff there from time to time of things that I experienced or someone else have experienced. Just knowing that your journey is, yes, it's not over, but I hope that you will find comfort in knowing that there is a next chapter, Widow's Ministry. You have other loved ones, other supports that you have probably gained since you've been going through the series. And I hope that you will reach out and continue to use those resources. Some of you use resources from hospice, has a great program. I hope that, and then also some churches have the grief share session also. So make sure that you use those resources to continue to help you to get through this journey of grief. I have some other things that I want to share. If you can get hold, I meant to tell you this at the beginning of the show. If you are near a piece of paper and pencil, please get a piece of paper and pencil, because I want to give you some scriptures that will be comforting to you as well. But I will continue to talk about. I hope that you will reach out and continue to use those resources to get you through this journey of grief. Now, the show will continue to still be on the air. I will continue to be on the air every Tuesday, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. But starting next week, I'm going to have some testimonies of some of the writers from A Widow's Touch. We'll have one for the next 3 weeks. The next week, on the 12th, we will have Denise Brown. She will be talking about her story. And if you have the book, her story is on page 63. And the name of her title of her story is A Good Samaritan Killed. A Good Samaritan Killed. And she's talking about her husband. So she will be on the air next week talking about her journey of grief. And next week we'll have someone else, and the next week we'll have someone else as well. So I hope that you will continue to tune in and listen to those testimonies, because those testimonies are very encouraging as well. And after that, I'll have some more things to share with you. But I want you to write some of these scriptures down, because these scriptures are very, very encouraging when you are having one of those moments. When the enemy is knocking at your door, these are two scriptures to fight him off. Psalms 27 and 91. So those are one to let the enemy know that the only fear that you have is God. On 27, all of a sudden I couldn't say it right. I'm saying the 23rd Psalm. The 23rd Psalm is always a comfort. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But 27 and 91 is definitely one that you can fight off your enemy. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Another one is, I've mentioned on several occasions, Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I won't be reading all of this. Joshua 1:9, that's another one that I've mentioned before. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And he will definitely do just that. And mention again Psalms 23. The Psalms of 23, it's wonderful. And whenever you get an opportunity, pull it up on your phone or the your computer. Pull up another verse, read, even a child's version or even a Good News version of the 23rd Psalms, and you will hear exactly what God is trying to say to you in the 23rd Psalms, and it's amazing. I mean, he is telling you everything that you need and that he is desiring to help you with. Psalms 86:17. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and I'll be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comfort me. Psalms 119:76. I'm only going to read part of that. May your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. Psalms 9:9. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in time of trouble. Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalms 116:1-2. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Turn his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. Though because he turned his ear to me, I will call him as long as I live. John 14:16-17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The Word cannot accept him because never sees him nor knows him. But you know him. He lives with you, and he will live in you. Lamentation 3:31-62, but I'm not going to read for one. This is a whole, you can read most of the chapter of 3 in Lamentation. For no one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love, for he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to anyone. And you continue to read that, but what it's saying here, God doesn't do anything purposely to hurt you, but he's there as you walk through this journey of grief. He will show you how much he loves you, and that he'll be there for you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. So just knowing that he doesn't do anything just to hurt you because of, you know, your tears and your feelings and everything that you're going through, he didn't do that purposely for you to go through that. Just know that he's a loving God. His love is unconditionally. He's always there for you. He gives you resources. He takes you where you need to go in the sense of your journey of grief. So just know that he doesn't do those things just to hurt you in any way. And also in Psalms 55, give your burden to the Lord and he will take care of you. There's many more in the Bible, but you can also go on the internet and just pull up comforting scriptures that you can read. And whenever you're going through those emotions, keep your Bible near, and just grab hold of it and start reading. And our Heavenly Father will give you. You will feel some comfort. You will know that he's there. Whenever I am going through some things, I know sometimes it hurts and sometimes you can't seem to control the situation. But grab hold of your sword. Your sword is your Bible. And mark some of these scriptures so you'll be able to go to it. Now, 27 and 91, it's awesome. You can read that at any time. And read it in another version sometimes so you can see. You know, sometimes the King James Version is not very clear on what he's saying. But get another version and see exactly what he's saying to you. And he's definitely a comforter. And I also want to read from the book, Jesus Says, Trust in
me forever, for I am the rock eternal. It is easy to trust me for a while, especially when things are going well in your life. But I'm calling you to trust me at all times, no matter what is happening. I can understand what a difficult assignment this is, and I know that you will sometimes fail in the venture. But I continue to love you perfectly even when you don't succeed. Let this assurance of my unfailing love draw you back to me, back to trusting me. Trust him with all your mind, your heart, mind, and soul. Though your trust is imperfect and unsteady, I am the rock eternal, absolutely steady and unchanging. You can rely on me. When you walk through this world feeling wobbly, remember that I am your rock. I always provide a stable place for you to stand. I am your rock. I will always provide a stable place for you to stand. Yes, I can easily bear all your weight, including the weight of your problems, all of it, not some of it, all of it. So come to me when you are feeling heavy, laden with worries. I invite you to lean on me. Lean on him. Sometimes I just put my head on the side and say, Lord, I need a hug. And I feel his presence. I invite you to lean on me, trusting me with all of your heart and mind and soul, every bit of it. Just trust him and believe that he will get you. Continue to walk through this journey with you. He's just like the footprints. He will continue to walk this journey with you. And there is something else I wanted to share. I only have 3 more minutes. Of course, I want you to continue to read A Widow's Touch. If you have not purchased it, please do, because there are wonderful books in there. But the first story, it's not a story, it's just something that was, one of the ladies didn't write a story. She just wrote some questions. And this is the way she felt when she first, when she was going through her journey of grief. It says, Lord God, why? Isn't that one of the questions you may have asked also? Lord, where do I go from here? Lord, will you dry up my tears so I can go out among people without crying? Lord, why do I find myself in this place without, and this is without her husband? Her husband, Curtis. So all she didn't want to write a story. All she wanted to ask these questions because that's the way, that's the place that she was at. She was asking him still, Lord, where do we go from here? Lord, will you dry up the tears? I know some of you are still, tears still flowing. Lord, I help in this place. Well, as we continue to read some of these stories, we're going to go through some of these stories. Not all of them, but some. But we're going to answer those questions for you. So tune in next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m., and listen to the Good Samaritan killed. And let her encourage you, because it's been, her husband was, that's how we became friends. We became friends during that time. We've become very good friends through this journey of grief together. But she'll be on next week, Denise Brown. She will share her story with you. So please tune in and support her. The other thing is one announcement. Please, if you are still planning on joining us on a trip to the Biltmore Estate, we need your deposit. Because, and then also, your last payment is going to be April 5th. So you don't have a lot of time. But I still have more space. So $85 now. You can get the rest of it later on.
So give me a call. The number is 770-981-9118. Well, have a blessed week and still continue to read some stories from the book and be a good Samaritan and help someone else. It'll make you feel better. Love you and good night.
Where would I go? How would I?